Britain's leading LGBTQ+ charity Stonewall to cut half staff over Trump foreign aid freeze, report. By Kurt Sindelka on February 26, 2025. Britain's top LGBTQ+ charity is reportedly considering cutting half of its staff as a result of US President Donald Trump freezing foreign aid payments. Far-left LGBTQ+ charity Stonewall has become so reliant on money from American taxpayers that up to half of its 114-person staff may be let go after foreign aid from the United States was cut off as a part of Donald Trump's America First agenda. According to a report from the Times of London, Stonewall staff were told last week that there would be a restructuring to secure the future of Stonewall for the long term as a significant LGBTQ+ organization able to deliver impactful campaigns and legislative change across the UK and further afield. The British paper of record said that insiders within the charity warned that such a restructuring could result in up to half of its staff being laid off. The leftist charity received over £500,000 sterling in the past 3 years from the American taxpayer through a State Department cutout known as the Global Equality Fund, GEF, which focused on advancing LGBTI rights around the world. According to the most recent accounting, the U.S. Government Foreign Aid Fund gave Stonewall £137,254 in 2021-22. £204,442 in 2022-23 and £233,583, making the American taxpayer the largest funder of the British LGBTQ+ charity during the time span. While Stonewall has claimed that its decision to restructure its operation was motivated by several factors, Chief Executive Simon Blake previously acknowledged that the Trump administration's move to suspend foreign aid would impact programs supporting LGBTQ+ communities around the world. Stonewall's work in Eastern Europe and the Caucasus is enabled by many funders, including the U.S. government, and supports communities and law enforcement agencies to respond to anti-LGBTQ+ violence, often providing vital services to victims, he added. Therefore, Blake said that Stonewall would seek to mitigate the impact of the U.S. government's decision. In addition to the United States government, the leftist charity has also previously taken in millions from the British government, including under so-called Conservative Party rule. One of Stonewall's key influence operations has been to provide or sponsor woke training seminars to government officials, media companies, and educators in which they would lecture on the ever-evolving politically correct terminology, such as telling schools to stop using the words boys and girls and to use phrases like learners. On the back end, this was essentially enforced with diversity scores handed out by the charity to various organizations. However, in recent years, there has been a backlash as the charity became increasingly radical on gender politics, particularly for downplaying biological sex and promoting the concept of gender identity, which have sparked accusations that the charity was promoting transgender issues at the expense of women. The charity also came under fire for its vociferous promotion of puberty-blocking drugs for children. The public backlash against the radical ideology promoted by Stonewall saw major institutions such as the BBC, the Royal College of Psychiatrists, the Equality and Human Rights Commission, EHRC, and broadcasting regulator Ofcom, among others, withdraw from its so-called diversity champion scheme and distance themselves from the organization. Last month, The Times reported that every major government department had withdrawn from the diversity scheme. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to ksindelka@breitbart.com.